Today, we're starting with the final installment of our series on public safety in the Bay Area, a project by the students of our journalism training program, the KALW Audio Academy.
What does public safety mean to you?
The city is not prepared unless everyone in the city is prepared for a disaster.
So, do you owe a person sex if you've been flirting with them?
No!
It's really about stabilizing your entire life.
For some people, public safety is pretty straightforward. Will I be mugged walking down the street to a particular neighborhood? For others, it's more subtle. Do I feel I'm a part of my own neighborhood? In recent years, the huge influx of newcomers to the Bay Area is creating friction between them and longtime residents as they see the identity of their neighborhoods change. Oakland-based nonprofit Community Rejuvenation Project is looking to bridge the gap between these two groups through public art. KALW's Luisa Cardosa has the story.
There's a lot of graffiti at 60th Avenue and MacArthur in East Oakland. There are tags thrown up on storefronts all along the street, but the mural on the side of Oswad Inc.'s screen printing shop is untouched.
I am a kind of a diplomatic type of community member where I know a lot of people from all over, from all sides.
The mural is an image of the shop's owner, Oswad Hayes, arms outstretched, his palms facing two guns that are pointed at him. He's screaming in anguish, head thrown back.
I just wanted to stop the violence.
The piece is called Silence the Violence and includes the names of every homicide victim in Oakland from 2013.
You know, when you see them just compiled together, it just makes a big statement. You know, it's the impact is big, you know, when you can realize how many people's lives and how many families' lives have been touched or lost.
Hayes says most people who come to look at the mural have a loved one listed on it. He says they always thank him.
You know, they appreciate, let me know that they appreciate me thinking about their folks and putting them up there like that and having their name and their memory commemorated in art.
Hayes commissioned mural arts organization Community Rejuvenation Project, or CRP, to paint the piece after seeing the list of victims in the Oakland Tribune. He took advantage of a service CRP calls abatement murals for businesses. They say it's a way of keeping graffiti in check for walls that see a lot of vandalism. But the organization's not just concerned about combating taggers. They also want to promote positive thinking and a sense of pride in neighborhoods where they paint.
I tend to think that murals make locations warmer and friendlier and more comfortable for people.
Eric Arnold is the communications director of CRP. He says they've painted close to 200 murals in Oakland over the past 5 years.
And these murals that we've painted have all been painted with the intentionality of being holistic.
What he means is rather than thinking of painting for a community, they try to work with the communities where the murals are going up.
You come in there and you do a mural, you know, and first, like, people are checking you out, like, what are you doing here? You're not from around here, you know. And we talk to them, and we make them feel like they're a part of what we're doing.
Arnold says this isn't just about being friendly.
We go into all these areas that are, you know, low income, high crime, high pollution areas, and we paint beautiful murals that uplift communities.
Arnold believes murals can serve a dual role. They can inspire people to feel pride in where they live, but they can also help newcomers to a neighborhood understand its history. But that's sometimes a delicate balance.
One of the things we don't want to do is just sort of make art that's a welcoming wagon for gentrification.
You can see some of that tension Arnold's talking about at CRP's biggest project to date, the Alice Street mural at Alice and 14th in downtown Oakland. The project was subsidized by public funds. It was a collaboration between CRP and residents of the neighborhood, including the Malanga Cascalord Center, which is a hub for African dance and arts, and Hotel Oakland, which houses Chinese seniors. The mural depicts many of these residents and the rich mix of cultures that have shaped the area. Arnold says that for a neighborhood in transition, This visual representation is a big deal.
Because a lot of the people that we painted on the wall are still living, it sort of becomes an indicator to new residents that, okay, this is the history that happened before you got here. It gives them some context of the city that they're now living in.
Ironically, not long after its completion in 2014, a developer purchased the vacant lot that faces the murals. They plan to build a 126-unit residential tower, which would completely cover the art. CRP and its supporters rallied together to appeal the project. They recently scored a huge victory when the developer agreed to pay thousands of dollars in community concessions to repaint the mural at a new location, possibly at Laney College.
Public art on an extremely visible wall at a community college, that's something that students are going to walk by every day, you know, and that they're going to think about.
But CRP doesn't just want to create art for people to look at. They also want to teach people how to make it for themselves. CRP has been teaching students aerosol art for close to a decade at Unity Charter High School in East Oakland. Here's freshman Kelly Toe.
I feel like Oakland is like the city where you think about art, like the music, drawing, writing. I wanted to try a different medium, so like spray paint.
Toe says she's always been intrigued by graffiti and aerosol art. It connects her to where she lives.
It's just like really cool to see art around. It makes like Oakland, Oakland.
You know, these blank walls in our community have traditionally been the spaces that kids have defined themselves.
Desi Mundo is Toe's teacher at Unity High School and CRP's co-founder. Mundo says he wants the youth of Oakland to be a part of the conversation, to have a seat at the table.
Within the public art sphere, I want to move the mural conversation that we have inside the schools out onto the streets and give the young people in our community ownership of the spaces that they reside in terms of how what's depicted on them.
But like Eric Arnold, Mundo has some concerns.
I feel like there's been a lot of manipulation both of public safety and of artwork for the gentrification of Oakland.
It's the old story of artists moving into a blighted community, sprucing it up.
And then coming behind them are more affluent people who really increase in that displacement at a much rapider rate. And as people who are creating public artwork, we need to be creating artwork that, you know, builds up the capacity of the communities, the existing communities, without pushing people out.
Through teaching, mural making, and involvement with planning policy, Mundo and CRP hope to bring and keep people together. In East Oakland, I'm Luisa Cardoza for Cross Currents.